Welcome back, everyone. I am Nick.
I'm Andy.
And you're watching KFAF. Man, I'll tell you what, Andy. Last week's show was so much fun. It's almost like I want to move in with James and Elise into their apartment and just hang out, maybe do the dishes every once in a while, maybe just like help them clean or do pretty much whatever they want to do.
You get it. I'm glad that you are starting to get it. I'm glad you're starting to pick up and understand sort of what my feelings have been for the last, honestly, like 5 or 6 years. Yeah.
The thing about it is that we've always joked because we love having you as part of our team. But if you now, having worked with them a lot, especially over the past week of Funhouse content, the Funhouse Cross kind of funny content, I'm in with you, man. I say we apply together as one. We put one resume together and you use my 10 years of experience in video production to kind of bolster you to get a job.
Yeah, like we could join your jiu-jitsu skills. Mm-hmm. My abilities, basketball.
There it is.
Yeah, my 3-point shooting skills. We can join your abilities to annoy your wife. Mm-hmm. We can join my abilities of wishing I had a wife. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think we would make kind of a complete human, you know?
The only thing that would make us better if one of us was super tall and it would just even it out. But, I mean, unfortunately, we don't have that option right now. But maybe one day when Greg gets tired of dealing with Tim, we'll be able to meet you and Greg. Mostly me and Greg will just go down to Funhouse. It'll be fun.
Both you and Greg?
Yeah, just me and Greg.
Oh, okay. Like as a whole group with us three, like us?
Yeah, just me and Greg, and we go. Mm-hmm. What's happening here is a cord.
I flash green. I don't know what's
it doesn't
happening,
matter. Every time, guys, everyone, we're playing a new fun drinking game. Every time Andy's screen flashes green, you got to take a shot of something.
Yeah,
preferably water,
because
it's going to happen a lot.
Ass. Yeah,
yeah. Just tell me how many shots you got in before you blacked out and saw space. Don't do that. Do not drink.
Don't do that.
We got a great show coming up for you guys in just a little bit. Me, Andy, and special guest Joey Noel are going to play Pictionary against each other to see who can draw best. Spoilers, it's probably me. But before we get to that, of course, we want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor for this episode, Honey, as well as our Patreon producers, Mohammed, or Mo Squared, as we call him, Blackjack Raznarak, Ragnarok, Raznarak, Razak.
Raznaragnarok.
Al, the Predator Tribesman, and Connor Nolan.
Kono.
Who we're calling Kono now.
Kono.
That's unfortunately the best Andy could come up with. So if you have a grievance with that, tweet at Greg Miller and tell him hashtag Greg sucks.
Kono. I do want to say for this week, we got together and we're like, how can we sort of make people laugh and just chill out and try to get their minds off of stuff? And it was a tough sort of brainstorming session because we've just all been sort of in a weird headspace lately with everything that's been going on in the country. And we just thought, you know what? Let's just have a fun, relaxed game of Pictionary. Let's make people laugh and mostly make fun of Joey.
Yeah, and I seconded that. And it's 100% possible we didn't tell Joey that we were going to make fun of her. Because as you guys know, a long time ago, if you've watched any of our Mario Party episodes, Joey has sworn off for life ever playing a competitive game against me and Andy ever. And I say me and Andy because Andy ramps me up and laughs when I make fun of Joey, which makes me want to do it more. And secretly, Andy, you know that you're doing it. You know exactly what's going on. But the great part about you is that she doesn't hate you for it. She hates me
exactly.
For it.
You get all
that's
the blame.
Always,
you get all the blame.
You're a strategist. It's you're fantastic. Like a point guard. That's what they do, right? Uh-huh. On the basketball, they point guard and then they strategize and they coach the team.
Pass the ball.
From the floor.
Yeah.
There it is. Look at him. Moving fast.
Yeah.
Andy, we got ourselves a game here, is what they used to say. I mean, this is like, you know how some Super Bowls are boring?
Is what
Surgery Station not boring?
Oh, I see what you're saying. Since they're COVID, there's no sports. You're saying that's what they used to say.
Yeah, exactly.
We got a game here, is what they used to say.
Although, you know what's been hilarious is watching all of the networks cover Korean baseball.
Yeah.
Like, it's a real thing.
That's all they got,
I mean,
man.
Don't get me wrong. No disrespect to the Korean Baseball League. Shout out to you, to the people out there that are playing. But, man, it is, we are just like, we're desperate.
I'll say this. Like, I wanted sports. I don't want sports that bad. The NBA is coming back, though, Nick. You hear about this? NBA is coming back, and they're all going to play in the Disney Wild World of Sports in Florida.
Is that, do they wear, like, what does that mean? They have to wear costumes?
That's how they keep, yeah. Everybody's going to be just, like, so the Lakers will be the Guardians of the Galaxies.
That's cool.
The Clippers will be all of the princesses.
Who gets to be the Star Wars theme teamed? And obviously they're going to be the losers, right?
Well, why do you hate Star Wars? What's going on here?
Why does Star Wars hate me? All right, Andy, are you ready for Surgery Station?
I am, Nick. Does it hurt when you pee?
Surgery Station.
You might have an STD.
Surgery Station.
Is there blood in your poo?
Surgery Station. We're the doctors for you. We're the doctors for you. And we're back. Okay, here's the score right now as it sits. If you haven't watched in a while, Andy is beating me 2,600 to 2,200. And there are three pieces on the board left. Currently, we have the spare ribs for 200, wrenched ankle for 200, and Adam's apple for 300. Now, if Andy gets one of these, if he gets the 300 Adam's apple, mathematically, it may be an impossibility for me to win. However, there is an unwritten rule in Surgery Station that if you're down and you get the last piece, you win automatically. So I don't know if that's going to be something that I get to use this round or not, but we'll see.
No. Well, I think what we agreed on, I'm not sure what rules you're making up now. It seems like you're making up some stuff.
It's not a rule. It's on the back. I can't move it, though. It's set for the camera angle.
Right? Yeah, no. Because the rules that we agreed on are, to make it a little bit more fair for you, if I miss this next piece and if you get the next piece, you get to go again for the following piece. It doesn't come back to me. So it's kind of like, you ever play basketball, make it, take it? You want to make it, take it?
Like horse? Yeah.
No, not like horse. No. Make it, take it.
I appreciate that. Definitely you're a good sportsman to play against.
Yeah, no problem, man. Well, first off, we got to pick a card. Pick a card, any card.
You get to pick a card. Well, it's your turn. It's your turn first, right? And middle one. What's the middle one? Nope.
Wrenched ankle.
Damn it. How did you pick the one? Okay, that's 200. That's fine.
Wrenched ankle. There we
wrenched
go.
Ankle. Go
okay,
for it.
Okay, let's see here.
Now, of course, we already established that we have golf rules now for these surgery stations, meaning that the person who is going requires the utmost amount of quiet, and anyone talking has to talk at a low whisper like they do when they're golfing, which is weird because they're so far away that you would think the golfer can't possibly hear you. You're sitting from the announcer's booth at the 18th hole or whatever it is.
They're pretty far away, yeah. I don't know why
why do they always have to talk like this?
I have no idea.
No one's going to hear their voice.
All right. Ooh, it's dumb. This is not.
How are we looking? Oh, yeah? You forgot to zhuzh the board? You didn't do the old Andy Cortez zhuzh?
Oh, come on. You are the king of the zhuzh. Shut your
damn. Everyone knows.
If anybody's a zhuzher, it's you. Look in the zhuzh mirror, dude.
This is not the beard of a man that zhuzhes.
Look at the...
Do you understand
me? Oh, my God,
I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, which one of our cameras is clean and which one is flashing green? If it's flashing green, zhuzh machine. That's what they always say.
It rhymes. That's pretty good. It's a good rhyme.
We're down to the final three pieces. I know. What do you got for me, baby? Are you going to use that respawn chair to your advantage?
I'm just going
to
zoom in on the board a little bit with my phone in hopes that... Because I do want you to be able to see if I hit the border, but it's too hard.
I'll hear it. I can hear it.
Okay. Oh, that's right.
I'll feel it and hear it.
You're right.
Okay. What do you got? What are you going to do? Oh, I already heard it.
Nope.
Yep. Again, what was that?
Fuck!
Was that your massage chair? Did your massage chair just go off?
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Damn all it.
Right. What am I supposed to get? Wrenched ankle. That's what I'm looking for?
The wrenched ankle. Okay, the wretched ankle shot, or something like that.
The wretched ankle.
Fuck this stupid game, dude.
Come on. I'm recording, I think. Yeah, okay, cool.
You're recording?
The wretched ankle. Here we go. Let me see if I can see it. Can I see it over here? Okay, we got it right here. All right, I'm going to come off here. Bringing my mic. Hold on. One sec. Whoa.
Wow. Are we making excuses already? What's going on?
No. I'm just bringing it over so people can hear me.
Okay.
So people can hear me. Here we go. Now the key to this, absolute silence.
I can hear your heart beating. Hey, Nick. Did you hear Tom Cruise is going to be in space for the next Mission Impossible? He's going to actual space. Did you drop it? I feel like you dropped it there. I feel like you may have dropped it, Nick. He's going to be in space, Nick.
Done.
No, you didn't. No way.
There it is.
That's absolute bullshit, dude. You don't have that steady of a hand.
I do. It's weird. You know what's funny is, like, that's all the energy I have. So if I lose Pictionary later today, that's because I needed it. I needed this win.
That's such...
It's, you gotta... Andy, when you get my age, you gotta pick your battles. You know, if Joey kicks my ass later, so be it. So be it. It's worth it to beat you at one of these freaking games. Just one time I'd like to win this. The score as it sits right now, 2,400 to 2,600 points. Andy, I'm creeping up on you like a creeper. Andy, you're out for a walk, and I'm in the bushes just looking at you. I'm just looking at you. Creeping on you, Andy.
Okay. Nick, do you think do you think you could pursue a medical career now? Because you're doing really well. You made a lot of money here.
I mean, I don't want to say that you should just let me do your knee surgery, but I'm fairly confident that I could fix whatever ails you.
I don't need knee surgery, though.
Can I introduce you to my friends, Thunder and Lightning? This one brings the pain, this one heals the pain. This is the bush, this is where I hide.
That's a weird metaphor. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to feel.
Andy, Photoshop challenge we issued a few weeks back. Portillo movies. Now, guys, how this works generally is that Barrett goes through and he picks what he thinks is the creme de la creme. Andy and I don't look at these. Sometimes there's 8, sometimes there's 7, but I know beyond a shadow of a doubt when there's 10 people things listed on my little doc here, it's going to be a good week.
It's a jam-packed. I cannot wait
to get into this. And I'm seeing some of the heavy hitters that have come with it in the past.
Oh, yeah.
So very excited to take a look at this.
A murderer's row right here of Photoshop submitters. I'm looking at you. Please be excited. I'm looking at Zelda's data. I'm looking at Fergie.
I'm looking at Fergie. Connor 21. Hackett. I'm seeing Connor Hackett coming back. Yeah. Oh, very excited. Robin GL, is it going to be the Prince of Sweden? Who the hell knows?
We'll see.
The King of Sweden? Who the hell knows?
We'll see.
All right. Should we fire it up with Zelda's data?
Yeah,
number
let's
one?
Go ahead. Let's see right
all
here.
All right. Oh, this is...
Harry Wiener.
Oh, man. And the box of Milka Bones.
This is great.
This is great.
So,
guys, thank you for this.
So, if you all don't know, this all started when I pitched on the Kinda Funny podcast that we should get Portillo to star in a movie with shot for shot remake of The Wrestler, but just called it The Wiener. And then Nick also suggested maybe we remake My Cousin Vinny and call it My Cousin Wiener.
Because, of course, the only thing I remember from The Wrestler was that Marissa Tomei was in it. And, of course, the way my brain works is, what other things can we put Wiener in that was a Marissa Tomei movie? My Cousin Wiener. That's how it works.
I almost died. But this is fantastic. Harry
That's
Wiener.
That's so good.
Thank you so much to Zelda's Data. This is phenomenal. I love that, like, we're not even in the movie. It's just Portillo as Harry Potter with weird hair, weird bangs.
Great job with the bangs. Yeah. I'm not quite sure if that was Harry's bang. I don't remember him having those bangs in the first movie, but maybe he did. But either way, it's a spot on Photoshop job.
Thank you.
And
thank
look
you
at the little scar. Look at the little scar above his eye. Look at the little scar.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Oh, this is well done.
Thank you, Zaldastat. Well, I appreciate that.
All right. Next up, we have Leonard DeVries. We haven't seen you in a while, Leonard. Where you been, dog?
Whoa. This is great. Look at him in the car.
This is great. Oh, gosh.
Milk Mommy is the little monkey. Milk Mommy's the pet monkey. Look at all the newspapers. It's kind of funny.
What does it say? Kind of funny.
Kind of funny. Fogey stolen.
Okay. All right. What is the other one?
I gotta zoom in on it. Lost Andy, it looks like. Have you seen this child? $25,000 reward for Greg Miller.
This is already a great
immediately week. Like one of the top submissions already.
Yeah. Well, the first two right now for me are top five for sure. These are great.
Let's read the credits really quick. So it says Jim Carrey, Nick Scarpino, Andy Cortez, Milk Mommy, Leonard DeVries presents a kind of funny production, Porty Ventura, Wiener Detective. That's really, really good. I just think him hanging out of the car looks so damn incredible.
The one that's the best.
Great job. Great job, Leonard. That's a phenomenal submission.
All right. Next up, Ben, please be excited. Ben's been doing well the last few weeks. My big fan.
picture that we're laughing at my big fat Greek wiener.
Big wiener.
We are fucking. Yes. We are children, dude.
I don't care. I don't care because this is funny. If you don't think this is funny, just come on, people.
It's not even this like. Hey, here's the thing. Like, I think it's good to and humorous that we're all in there.
Yeah.
But I think if you just cut off the
I know exactly what you're gonna say.
I think if you cut off the whole left side of all of this, and it's just Portillo with that hairstyle, and it says my big fat Greek wiener, like it's just it's getting the laugh out of me, man. It's
no, and listen, I see behind the wizard's robe, the wizard's curtain on this one. And I know why he chose to put all those people in there. It's a lot more work. First off, you look great with that unbelievable hair. Milk Mommy, creepy as hell. Of course, you've got Laser Tim, Tim Blind Fury. But the reason, Andy, the reason he chose to put everyone in there was not because of you three. It was because he yet again had to make me the old person. Yet again, I have to be the old Greek grandmother. I don't understand why someone else. Greg's almost 40, guys. He's like 38.
He's getting old for sure.
He's getting old. You could just put him in that. I don't know. Why does Andy? Andy, you don't look a day over 22 years old in this.
I look beautiful. Look at how young smooth and vibrant. Your skin is. Yeah. Well, I would have loved, though, if we could have somehow included Joey Fatone in the because he's in the movie, right?
Yeah, Joey Fatone is in
the movie. Yeah, Joey Fatone's in the movie. So I would have loved if maybe he could have made you into Joey Fatone.
I mean, no, because it's Ben.
And you got to be the old person, yeah.
Has to make me the old
God,
person.
I love, and I love 40 with that Vincent Vega, John Travolta style hair.
God, it's so good.
This is phenomenal.
This is great. Good job, Ben. I can't even talk shit about
great
you,
job,
despite
Ben.
The fact that you are committed to ruining my life. Thank you for this. That was wonderful.
See,
all right,
number four.
Next up, Fergie. Here we go. What's up, Matt?
Oh, wow. Big wiener
<That's>
six.
Great. Look at Greg in the back.
It's perfect.
As the robot, that's so good. And they got his body dimensions. It's perfect.
It's Greg Max, not Baymax. So, this is perfect.
This is
oh, my
really
God.
Good.
How are we going to pick a winner, dude?
I don't know. I don't even want to.
Look how Everyone's cool and young so and hip Porty looks. Like, in that cool jacket with the
Japanese font.
Is that kanji?
Kanji?
I don't know if that's Japanese kanji.
I imagine so. You nailed Greg with the glasses and the beard. It's perfect. This is really well done.
Yeah,
phenomenal
job. Phenomenal job, man. As always, I feel like I'm on. I feel like I'm on, the British baking show.
I feel like that too sometimes. Right? And then I wonder to myself, because there are legit. I mean, these guys are all legit. Great. Thank you guys so much for supporting this. But like, some of you guys are like legit artists. I know this that you do legit art. Matt Ferguson, of course, has contributed to stuff that we've put out to the community. Mm-hmm. And I sometimes wonder, do you have the balls to use any of the stuff in your portfolio when you talk to clients?
Oh, I hope they do.
Because they're definitely not going to get Big Wiener 6.
They will have no context for what that even means.
Here's how this one's going to go, Andy. You're going to be Matt Ferguson, and I'm interviewing you for a new job.
Okay.
Now, Matt, I was looking through your online portfolio. Can you talk to me a little bit about Big Wiener 6?
Okay, so about 8 years ago, there was a guy who made Beyond on IGN, and it just has to go all the way through there.
Yeah,
man. There's a long history.
All right, coming up, number 5, midway through the list, Proper Matt. Haven't seen this name in a while. What's he got
They
for
sure
us?
Did a lot of those airporty movies. Look at the first one, the top left one. Number 1, 2, and 5 are so hilarious looking.
Oh God!
But I think what always they're the same head, by the way. Like, or and they're the same body too. Number 1 and number 2 are the same bodies, but they're playing different sports. And they're like the number 2 he's ready for to catch a football pass, and number 5 in the bottom middle. Playing volleyball, doing a little spike. But I think what makes me laugh the most about dogs is when they're walking and they kind of give you the back look. And you see
over the shoulder.
You see the whites in their eyes. That's what makes it like they become humans to me at that point. And this just looks so fucking hilarious, dude.
Look at number 4. There's a raccoon in the outfield. Someone grab a box.
This is great. Oh,
this
my God.
Really well
Phenomenal
done.
Job,
Thank you
Proper
for this.
Matt. These are hilarious, dude.
Amanda E. Start has given us number 6. Am I saying that right?
What is this? Great. Step Puppers. Oh, wow.
Cecil Coelho and Portillo Miller.
From the guys who brought Step you Puppers. KFAF, this is phenomenal.
Oh, that's just endearing.
This is so cute. I would watch this movie. Straight to Disney Plus, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I would say I'd watch it, but then I never watched
really
it.
Really under budget. Yeah, I would never watch it, actually. Yeah.
It's like they lit the whole thing with like one light and they try to pass it off, but they got like a big star to be the owner.
Yeah. So you're like, and okay. Like one of the voice actors is like Jamie Kennedy.
It's like Jamie Kennedy and Skeet Ulrich.
Skeet Ulrich.
Number 6 coming in from Connor Hackett. Haven't seen your
name. Oh my god.
Connor, what do you got?
Oh my god. This is incredible.
Oh, guys, you all brought it. You all brought it this week.
Uncut Wieners.
Uncut Wieners. And it's that fucking look that Greg did for the Nutter Butters.
Holy shit. And,
oh, this is great. Look at the great job he did compositing Porty in the hands. And the good... Oh, this is perfect. Man, this is my winner for this week. I gotta be honest with you.
Yeah.
So far.
I mean, like...
And everyone brought
it. In terms of
it
color
hard.
Correction and compositing, like...
Perfect.
I mean, Greg with Sandler's hair and a little earring as well.
Oh, that earring, that's creepy. That, you know, if he didn't have me as a friend, he would have gotten that earring a long time ago.
Yeah, that's true. This week is... This is one of the best weeks ever.
Andy, I like to think of myself as an inspiring human being. You put out inspiration, you get inspiration back. And my cousin Wiener... Arguably the best thing that's ever come out of my mouth. I take full credit for all of these, by the way.
I mean, I was the one who suggested that there should be the Photoshop challenge.
But I said it on camera, so I solidified it. You made the cake, I put it in the box and delivered the cake, and then I ate the cake.
Okay.
Now I really want cake.
Man, I'm hungry, dude. Right, let's see, number 8 is from Ben Runnings, Milk and Wiener. Like... Here's the thing. It took me a second. Here's the thing from Ben Runnings. Like, it's not a great Photoshop job, and it's not a really clever name at all. But
nope.
It's still making me laugh. Like,
but it works.
Milk
it does
and
what it
wiener
needs to do.
It's just like the lowest common denominator possible.
Like
option.
The movie's called Dumb and Dumber. And you put milk and wiener.
That's great.
Like milk and milkier? I don't know. How do I do
Ween
this?
It does. Wiener? It totally no. works. Milk and wiener Ween is and the wiener? Right choice. Do you think this movie would be better than like Dumb and Dumber-er?
Yeah. I think I saw that. Was that Eric Olofsson or whatever
his name
is?
I don't even know what actors those were. It was such a weird time. Yeah. But I feel like maybe one of them could be voice actors in that Step Puppers. Anyway, number 9 Makes is sense. HXC Dean. Let's see this. Okay.
What do you got for
cat dog. It is Nick in the cat suit and
this
40
is great.
And Greg's taking him for a walk.
Are we now? Here's my question for you. Are we one thing?
You are one being. Yeah.
How do we shit? Does the shit come out of my mouth or does it come
Nick,
out of
that was always
mouth?
The question when we watched Cat Dog as kids. We always wondered, where do they poop? Who has the sex? Who, if someone needs to vomit, who vomit? You know what I mean? Like, do they share a stomach? We've always wondered this, Nick. We never got answers. Nickelodeon was never brave enough to give us answers.
Nickelodeon needs to step up, because right now is about transparency. And Nickelodeon, if you're going to be cowards and not tell us who takes what, where in CatDog, then I don't want to support you anymore. I'm sorry. I can't support creators that are going to be cowards like that.
Thank you, Nick. Thank you. Phenomenal job, HXC Dean. Let's go to the final one from Robin GL.
Rounding out the group. This is good.
The thing is, again, this applies to so many of the other ones where it's the title that gets me.
Like, but it's also the picture he chose where Greg must have clearly put a coffee sleeve with a little crown drawn on Portillo's head. And it's kind of working for me. This is the greatest wiener. That's pretty good.
Again, I think that's why the Mike Cousin wiener joke was so funny. Because, like, big
it's
wiener
so
6 and my big fat Greek wiener.
My big fat Greek wiener. All right, here's the deal. My big fat Greek wiener wins based solely on the title. Okay.
Oh,
but
God.
But because there's art involved as well, Ben, and I hate to say this, I still got to give this to Uncut Wiener because it's deep on so many levels.
Yeah, Connor Hackett's Uncut Wiener is my number one winner for this week.
That's our winner. Great job, everyone, this week for Photoshop challenges. Next week's challenge, I'm having a great time with our in-review series right now.
So much fun.
So I would be remiss if I didn't put out there next week or 2 weeks from now, the challenge is going to be Lord of the Rings. That's right. Let's see what you do with all those hobbits. We all shop online a lot, but did you know you can make online shopping even better? Well, you can with Honey. Honey is the free online shopping tool that saves you money online. Honey automatically finds the best promo codes and applies them to your cart, which makes online shopping finally feel as easy as it's supposed to be. Of course, we shop online all the time. We use every sort of site possible. And Tim, Kevin does a lot of the shopping for the company. He buys a lot of our equipment and a lot of our needs. And he always uses Honey because in his words, ends up saving us thousands at the end of the year, which is no joke. I like that as a business owner. I think it's great. You as an individual, who doesn't want to save some money? And this is super, super easy. Here's how it works. Honey has found its over 17 million members, over $2 billion in savings. How? Well, it's easy. Imagine you're shopping online at one of your favorite sites like Target, Sephora, Macy's, Etsy, Lululemon. You get the picture. When you check out, this little box drops down. All you have to do is click apply coupons. Then you wait a few seconds for it to scan every promo code on the internet. And then bada bing, bada boom, watch that price drop. Did you know that Honey supports over 30,000 stores online and they're adding even more every day? I didn't, but I do now. Users love Honey. That's why it has over 100,000 five-star reviews on the Google Chrome store. Not using Honey is literally passing up free money. It's free to use and install in just a few seconds. Plus, it's now part of the PayPal family, which is cool. Get Honey for free and join at joinhoney.com/morning. That's joinhoney.com/morning. One more time. To get Honey for free, go to joinhoney.com/morning. Now back to the greatest show on the internet. Now, Andy, I'm excited about this next bit because it's forcing Joey to break a vow that she made a long time ago, which is that she will never, ever play a game competitively against me and you. Honestly, I'm lumping you into this too because we all know if you watch any of those Mario parties, you ramp me up and you laugh at me, and then I just get into Joey's head. And the last time she said, "That's it, I love you guys, I like working with you, but in the interests of our relationships going forward professionally and as friends, I will never play a competitive thing against you guys ever again."
You cannot lump me into that, Nick. That's absolute BS.
You are a part of this show, you are a part of my life, you're a part of the company, and you laughed even harder than you should have every time I messed with Joey when I got a star and she didn't at Mario Party. And you can't even deny that. I'll put in right now photographic evidence of this happening right
now. You're not going to find it.
I'm not finding shit. I'm not going that hard to do it. I'm just going to put a dumb picture of a freaking hairless Corky. Anyway, without further ado, we thought we'd sit down for actually a nice, fun, relaxing game of Pictionary and see which one of us is the better drawer. Let's go.
All right, guys, it's time for some online Pictionary. There's a website called Scribble.io that a lot of people have been playing on the internet, and I figured let's just have a little chill-out, leisurely time with some online Pictionary with my good pals. And I say good pals in plural, audio listeners. There's none of you listening anymore. Joey Noel's joining us. Yeah.
Hello.
Now, Joey, I'm so glad to have you and so glad that you've broke your cardinal rule of never playing a game with me and Andy ever again.
I know.
Question number one for you, do you think that Andy's going to cheat and use a Wacom tablet?
100%.
Yeah, I've got a mouse. What are you talking
There's
about?
There's no way. Andy has access to it, so why would he not use it?
I have a wireless mouse. Guys, it's an even playing field.
That wireless mouse isn't even connected. I want you to tilt the camera down and show me if your tablet's right in front of you.
No way. No. Like, I have a lot of sensitive information here.
Oh, are you doing your taxes?
There's 30 seconds to draw, and there are 10 rounds. These rounds go pretty quickly, so let's hop into it. I think what it is is if Joey's drawing, me and Nick have to type in the word that we think she's typing. And you're seeing my perspective, so you can't see what Nick is typing. Let's get going.
This is correct.
I'm excited.
Okay. Come on, Joe. Don't screw me here.
I'm excited.
Oh,
Joey's choosing a word.
Okay. 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 So we're going to do a little bit of this.
All right. Vase. No.
Vase. A vase. Ovaries.
And it's
ovaries.
Also going to be
ovaries. Water.
This.
Fountain.
And maybe
spout.
Maybe some of that.
Puff.
Yay, got
damn
it. Fountain.
It. Shit, boom, I was boom, so boom. Close. I was so
boom,
close.
Boom. Look at that, Andy. Look at
flower base, ovaries, water fountain. Okay. That was the progression on that one.
I almost got it. All right.
Nick is drawing. So it looks like maybe we got some legs. Nope, maybe not. I'm very now confused by all of these lines.
I think it's a cowboy, Joey. No, it's not.
No, it's pastor. Waiter?
A pastor. No.
Eulogy. No.
Butler. Oh, Nick, that was really good. That was actually
sorry,
really
guys.
Good.
I missed the little coattails. That
yeah,
was a great
I thought
one.
The coattail would be like, that's Alfred. I didn't know if you guys would
okay,
get that or not.
Let's see here. It's my turn to pick a word. So again, you're seeing my perspective, chat. You can't see the words
Andy.
That they're picking.
Thank God Andy utterly failed that last round, or else I'd feel pretty bad right now.
Damn it. Okay, let's see. Time to draw with
three
my mouse
words.
Here.
Three letters. Okay.
Three letters. It's pretty easy.
Andy, absolutely.
Hold on. Oh, it's
the. Nailed it.
It's so hard. It's so hard. I don't know what to do.
Okay. What the heck?
Mud?
Whoa!
Oh, you got it. Wow, that is not... How dare you, Joe?
Joe!
It doesn't help that it gives you a hint. It shouldn't give you a hint.
That's so good, Joey. Wow.
That was really good, Joe.
Thank
Why
you
are you
job.
So good at this?
Great, Joe.
You want to host screencast from now on?
Okay.
So proud of you, Joe.
That was great, Joey. That was great.
Nick, suck
Did you get it?
Suck it, loser.
Did you get it? What is it? What's the word?
I don't know. It's keep guessing, window. Bro. Keep guessing.
Oh, I still have to keep guessing?
What
oh.
You got? Yeah, keep guessing, dog.
Yeah, it's a freaking window. That
so
sucks.
What I've noticed is, like, the longer the other person waits to guess, the more of the point, differential there is. That's really cool.
Yeah. Okay, I feel you.
All right, what you got here, Nick? What you got for
so
me?
So we're not going to scream out the word. We're just going to type the word. Is that what's going to happen? Oh, God. Oh, what the shit? I don't even know what this is.
Ooh,
whoa,
three
this
words.
Is three words.
I have no idea what this is.
Three
so
words.
Let's just, I guess I'll try here. So
this is four words. Never mind.
This is three words.
No, I typed something else.
Oh, you typed in Panic at the Disco? tail.
I don't know what Finn and Jack is.
It's Adventure Time.
Oh, okay. I was like, I have no idea what that is.
What were your other options?
One was way easier. That could have been so much easier. I was just joking around and screwed up, and it picked the hardest one for me. All
right, here we go. Ready? All right, my turn to draw. My
I'm getting
turn
smothered.
Absolutely not using his mouse.
Let's see.
Okay.
No, I'm not using my mouse.
Oh, look at that nice stroke he's got right there.
Okay.
Oh, eat.
Oh.
Damn it, what is that?
Gosh. Yes!
I forgot. I couldn't remember what it's called. Sphinx?
It took me so long to figure
Sphinx?
Out how to spell this word.
Damn it.
Had some Y's in there at the beginning.
I don't like this at all. This is annoying.
I'm in first place. I got 350 points.
I got nothing, man. Oh, it's pretty close so far. It's pretty close.
All right, Joe, what you got? This is two words. No. Let's see here.
I'm going to do that. Sorry. I'm going to click that.
Pregnant? What is this? Pregnant.
Dude, bro, come on.
It's
come
two
on,
words.
Why is it not working?
Joey, you probably have white. Are you on white? What's
here
happening?
No.
Joey, you're running out of time. You're running out
of time. I know! Nick, you should be able to get this.
Hello Kitty.
God damn it. God
Come
damn it.
On. I was milliseconds late.
Oh, that was my bad because I accidentally had the eraser tool selected for like way too long.
I was like, what is she doing?
Nick, it's your turn. Come on. What you got here? Simpsons. Banana.
Oh. No. Okay. Maybe not that. This is a really. It looks like drawing the W for our last episode. Oh, God, this is a weird one. I don't...
Shower head? No.
I'm messing up.
Why was chandelier.
I screwed up.
So what the hell that was? Okay, man.
I don't even know. All right. I'm getting just smothered. All right,
guys, you
right
ready?
Now.
I need you all have... Let's go. This is going to be the fastest one. Have those fingers ready to type, baby. Ready?
Okay. Oh, that's fork. Right.
Ready?
Dang it!
Oh, Nick got it first.
Yeah. That was great.
Nick's a faster typer.
Coming back.
I'm glad that you still have your reflexes, Nick.
Oh, I'm only done my fifth podcast today. What are you going to do? Okay.
All right, Jen.
These colors, not right. It's fine.
Damn it. Nice.
Oh,
got it.
Damn it. Shit.
Eat it, Andy.
That was so close.
Eat
damn
it. Eat it. Eat it. Eat it. All Andy wants to do is eat it. All
right. Nick is in the lead with 640 points.
This is upsetting.
I'm in second place. Like Joey's in last. What's this? What you got? What you got, Nick?
Oh, shit.
Alley. Canal. No. River. Riviera.
I have no idea what this is.
What the fuck is this, Nick?
It's hard. I don't like to do it.
Bridge?
I don't know.
Cricket? Oh, mantis.
Oh, you were close, Andy. You were really close.
I was close.
Okay. That was a hard one. I'll try to pick a hard one to catch up here.
All right, here we go. Here we go, guys. Be ready for this one. Be ready for this one.
I have to be Nick.
Be ready for this
ain't
one.
Ain't got nothing. What the oh, damn it. I don't know how
you
to spell
it. You got
it, Joe? Yeah!
Shit! I didn't know how to spell toucan. Good job, Joe. That was really
spelling
well done.
Spelling really is our biggest enemy in this game.
Really, it's true.
This sucks ass. All right. All right, I'm thinking, maybe, what are you thinking, Nick? Like Firehouse?
I didn't draw this right at all.
Okay, yeah. This is six letters.
And then
window. Doorknob.
What the Oh.
Pillow. Yeah,
pillow.
Oh,
okay.
God.
I don't know. Why is there a bed on stilts?
It's a bunk bed, Nick.
Yeah, I'm not great at the drawing.
All right, Nick is up. Nick is in the lead with 715 points. I'm in last place still. Five letters. Lamp. No. Yes!
What the heck?
I'm a gamer, dude. I'm so good at video games. Yeah!
You guys are...
Man, I'm fun. 20... I'm still 20 points behind Joey. God damn it.
I'm barely hanging on here.
Okay, here we go.
And I do not like it. Oh, this is a long one. Oh.
Come on, guys. Come on.
God damn it.
Come on. Yeah.
I spelled it wrong the first time.
Spelling really is our biggest.
It's so hard. It's so hard.
Round six. The start of round six. Nick is in the lead with 920. Ooh. Thermometer was the answer.
Okay.
Joey's in the lead with 925.
All right, Joe. This is an eight-letter word. Make it good, Joe. Make it count. I need to catch up.
Box of puppies. Is it box of puppies? What the fuck? Skittles.
Polka dots.
Oh my god, I guessed it.
You're fucking kidding me, dude.
Yes.
You shouldn't
that
have,
was awesome. So impressive.
You shouldn't have said the word.
That was amazing. That was amazing.
Because there's no way that Nick actually thought that was what it was.
No, god okay.
That's absolute bullshit. I can't believe that. I mean, I can. It's Nick. Come on, Andy. Come on, baby.
No. No.
It was skull. Good job, Nick. Good little Thanks. Punisher right there, dude.
Hell yeah, bro.
That's a good one.
Oh my god. I shouldn't have said anything. That was bad.
Yeah.
I thought it was salt shaker, but I was like, oh, it's too close. Nah, it's good. Good job, Andy. It's round seven. I'm getting nervous, guys. This is close.
I'm still in third place. This is absolute ass, dude. Okay.
Joey with the Skittles. That was unbelievable. Granted, Skittles bags usually red, Joe, but I picked up on it.
Four letters.
Yeah,
four letters.
I realize that.
Yes.
Oh, there we go.
Oh. Wait, what is
come on,
it?
Nick.
Four letters.
Come on, Nick. Come on, baby. What you got? You're close with bowl. You're close with bowl.
Or were you? Oh, what the hell?
You weren't close with bull, Nick. You weren't close with bull.
Lying? What the hell is it? Where am I? I got Blake.
Yes.
What, Joey?
I needed that. I'm in first place now.
Listen,
baby.
Andy got it, so clearly I've, somewhat of my
I fucking tricked your ass, Nick.
You mother son of a bitch.
Okay, let's see here.
Okay, Nick is drawing.
Ooh.
What the heck?
Onion? No.
Close. I think that's what it looks like. Shit. No, I drew something different. Oops.
What is wrong with you? You just trying to take the score now?
I forgot what a turnip looks like. I drew an onion.
Turnips? Definitely white.
Is a turnip white? What's a turnip look like? Hold on, let me Google a turnip.
They look kind of like a beet, but they're white. Which you would know if you ever played Animal Crossing, Nicholas.
I do not. I don't fucking care. Let's see.
Woo-hoo!
God damn it.
Yeah.
I gotta put this on this screen, because I can't type and look at the same time. There you go.
It's difficult.
Damn it, I'm in second place now. Fucking Joey, damn it.
Am I last again? I hate this.
We're in round eight, man. We're so freaking close to the end of this.
I want this so bad. I'm looking down. I'm serious. I'm serious now.
What, Joe? What you got going on there?
No.
What you got going on there?
No, this is not
no?
great.
No? What?
Yes.
Damn it. I was so close.
Eat it, Andy.
I was so close.
Eat it, Andy.
Damn it.
Eat it, Andy.
I'm still ahead of you, bitch. I'm still 20 points ahead of you. Shut up.
Andy does not understand how he needs to eat it.
I cannot lose to Nick. I cannot lose to Nick.
He's a stupid man. He's a stupid man.
Just draw, bitch. Shut up. Draw a turnip again, you idiot. What? Joey, no, Joey.
Joey got it.
Fuck. What? I don't know.
Andy.
Mohawk. Oh, shit. That just looks like badly drawn hair.
That's what a mohawk is.
Pretty on board.
Come on, son. I don't like how fresh Joey is now. We got to put her on more podcasts and beat her down a little bit.
You ready for this one?
I know. You guys have had me holed up in this house.
No, I already screwed this up.
What the hell is that? Damn it. Nope. What the? Oh. What?
Nick, come on.
God damn it. I had it. I typed it wrong. Oh, Andy, that was so good.
That's really good.
Oh, I wanted that so bad.
David, that just fucked me over, man.
Look at that. I had it. I was off by one
word. Man, round nine. I don't think I can come back. Oh, I'm 10 points behind Nick. Holy shit. No, it's not celery. Joey, what is this? Snakes? Snakes in water. Joey, what the fuck?
River? What the hell is that?
Joey, what is...
Joey, what are you drawing?
What the fuck?
Seaweed.
Oh my god.
That's a hard one,
Joe. What else was I supposed to do?
That's awful. That is awful, Joe. You could have picked another word, is what you could have done.
There weren't very... It was either that or I had to draw chess, which... Oh, also did not seem like the easiest thing to
that's
do.
Easy. All right, Nick, what you got, baby? Six letters.
Oh, God, I picked the wrong color, though.
Hold on. Yes.
Fuck.
Oh, you got it?
Yes.
Andy,
yes.
How did you get that?
Yes.
Wow.
Come on, Andy.
I'm a lot better than I thought I was.
Oh, I'm in second place now. I'm beating Nick. I'm beating Nick.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
Ooh,
you son of a bitch.
Ooh, okay. This one's gonna be tough.
Oh.
Oh. Oh.
Damn it. Damn it. Damn it, Joey. You're just too fat. Joey, you're only allowed to type with one hand from now on.
Joey's killing us, man. What the fuck?
I don't like this, Joey.
This is the final round.
Okay.
It was Minion. It was Minion is what that was.
Sorry, please ignore the color because I picked the wrong one.
That is unacceptable.
Then
what?
Then
the, Harry Potter. Oh, what?
What, Joe?
And then we do a little. What is that?
Damn yes. It!
I got it first. Yes.
You son of a bitch.
That was so scary. That one was hard.
It's really hard when you don't pick the right color.
As long as I'm beating Nick. As long as I'm beating Nick, it's fine. But Joey is destroying us. This sucks. Eight letters. Yes.
Ah!
Oh, man. I can't beat Joey. I can't beat Joey.
But his last round.
But I
this
definitely.
The hardest round.
I definitely gosh, destroyed
should've gotten
Nick.
Home Alone.
I definitely
you
destroyed
you
Nick.
You know what, Andy? You destroy yourself by being a part of the team. What's going to happen here? What's going to happen?
Oh.
What? Oh, man. Really? Mosquito. Nope. I know. I can't spell it.
Come on.
Mosquito. How do you spell it?
Try mosquito? All the other volume.
Fuck it. Fuck this game. Oh, that's bullshit.
You needed like five more fucking vowels. Yeah. Joey, thank you for joining us.
All right, well, Joe is the winner. Good job, Joe.
Son of a bitch. Thank you for joining us, Joey. That was fun.
No problem. That was very fun.
Let's do this again just for fun next time. But next time we'll get Greg in here. We'll whoop his ass.
Well, he'll kill us. He's a good timer.
Ask Andy.
Andy, our first question comes from Chris Cologne. He says, mango or watermelon chili suckers?
Oh, that's a really good question. Because as you know, Nick, I don't really love watermelon-flavored candy.
Mm-hmm.
But the chili sucker watermelon, really, really good. However, I'll still have to go with mango. I love mango anything, man.
This comes from Plays with Squirrel. It says, Andy, I'm looking to put a white picket fence up around my house. Which would be better for the resale value of my home, vinyl or traditional wood?
Great question. As we all know, I have a huge past with with home renovation, with real estate. Okay.
What do you got? What do you got on this
the
one?
Thing is with vinyl is really, it depends on the market that you live in.
Andy, quick question. This comes from Ricky McFly. It says, how far is the moon in miles?
How far? I mean, well, like, are we talking like metric or?
No, I think it says in miles. Huh. In miles is.
I think like six moons in between us and the moon, and the moon's got to be what, like the size of Texas, maybe, maybe Russia.
I would assume the moon is as big as Russia, if not a skosh bigger.
Right, but then like, is it like you... when you wrap it up into a ball? That's what I'm. I would say, I mean, last time I did the research on this, like 5,480 miles.
Okay. You're just skosh off.
Really?
According to a Google search, the moon is 238,900 miles away.
230. Wow. Oh.
That's it for Ask Andy Anything, and that's it for the show. Remember, if you all want to be a part of this and you want to support this show, go over to patreon.com/kindoffunny and back us at the $5 or above tier, and you can suggest stuff that we do in the show. You can suggest bits that we do, future Photoshop challenge themes, and you can ask Andy anything. And of course, if you don't have any bucks to give, no big deal. Just subscribe to this channel and make sure you're subscribed and leave a comment in the comments below with a little bit of a thumbs up on this video. We very much appreciate it, and I love jumping in those comments and hanging out with you guys after the show posts every Wednesday. Well, every other Wednesday until we come back from coronavirus times. Until next week, I've been Nick.
I've been Andy.
And you've just been AF'd.